Lynn Parsons, Pod Show number 33, the 24th of March, 2006.
Oh,
you're doing so well. Won't be long now.
No!
We're almost there. Just one last push, Mrs. Parsons.
It's a girl! Podcast.
That'll be me then, down the chalet at the end of the garden. How are you? It's Lynn Parsons with Tintin, and it's not as cold as it has been of late. We've had some sunshine today up our end. I went out today. I was so naughty and bought a huge bar of ginger, very, very nice chocolate. Have you tasted that, Green and Blacks? Oh, it's just heaven. So I've eaten all of it, apart from four squares, which I save for Tintin. And he's going to start dancing any moment, aren't you? He's rubbing his belly, which can only mean good things. I have to say that we should wish Sports Boy well, because he's not feeling very well at the moment. He has been watching perhaps a little bit too much of the Commonwealth Games. I'm delighted to say that Land of Hope and Glory has been playing several times, so we'll check out next week just how we're doing on the medals. He'll have all the news for us, but get well soon, Sports Boy, won't you? Music-wise, it's hot tonight. Listening to the Podsafe Music Network over the last week, under the category of rock, Amy Ayres came out and grabbed me by the throat.
The funny thing about this day, it seems the sun is rising on both sides of me, and whatever I say, I guarantee it won't fit your view of me. This masochistic chapter in my life is about to come to an end. I wonder what you'll do to pass the time. Little by little, you are losing me, and in so doing, you are losing everything. I'm who I am, take me, leave me alone. I'm who I am, why can't you see? I'm no ordinary, ordinary girl. If getting you to love me is a
that. Amy Ayres, an ordinary girl, and under the category of rock on the Podsafe Music Network. As I say, it kind of just came out and and grabbed me. I love the fact there was no introduction on it. It meant I couldn't mess that up by talking all over it. There's only two tracks by her, and you never know, we might share another one with you in the not too distant future. She's from California. She loves Sheryl Crow, and that kind of comes over there, but definitely a sound of her own, Amy Ayres. Thank you so much for all your emails this week. It's been a delight to go through them. And in fact, we will do as the show goes on. But because we have a call from Europe on the line now, I'm going to go straight to it. And it's Lucretia. Lucretia, hello.
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, and I'm delighted to talk to you. We have had several people on this show calling from their part of the world to tell us about it. Now, you're in, is it Padova?
Yeah, it's Padova in Italy.
And it's very close to Venice, I understand.
Yeah, it's about half an hour from Venice.
So what
very close.
What was the temperature like today, Lucretia?
No, suddenly today was like spring because it's been very cold lately. But today was like the beginning of spring, about 10 degrees, 10 degrees.
Now, I've only ever been to Rome in the summer. So do you ever get snow in Italy?
Yeah, in winter we get lots of snow.
You do, but not recently?
Not recently, like it was 2 months ago. It was really a lot of snow.
So tell me, if I was to come to Padova on holiday, what's it like? What does it have for? I mean, would it attract me? Would I love it?
Well, yeah, I think you will love it. Actually, I just came back from the center of Padova and I had a few drinks with my friends, and we had this typical Italian from Padova drink, which is called spritz.
Yes.
And everybody, all the people from Padova go on the center at night and have this drink. Then we have a party and a conversation. And it's really nice. I think you will love it, definitely.
Do you have a lot of visitors? Do you have a lot of visitors from other countries?
Yeah, we have lots of people from around the world.
And is it less populated than Venice? I mean, is Venice kind of very populated with tourists?
No, Padova is much more populated.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because Venice is a very small place, it's very antique, and it's very, like, you know, it's like a village. Padua is much bigger, it's a town. It's
and tell me what the shops are like. Do they sell lots of lovely clothes?
In Padua, yes. Well, we are in Italy, so we have all the Italian fashion and all that.
Mm. And tell me what your chocolate's like.
The chocolate? Well, it's not that very popular chocolate.
Is it not?
Like other kind of sweet. I don't know, we had all these typical Venetian and Padovan cakes that we like to have. I mean, chocolate is very, we do enjoy chocolate, but it's not that very, you know, popular.
So, Lucretia, do you have a sweet tooth?
Sorry?
Do you have a sweet tooth? Do you like sweet food?
Yeah, of course. I love it.
Well, we will send you a little package from the UK of sweet things. But before you go, here in the UK, we're celebrating Mother's Day on Sunday. Is it Mother's Day in Italy on Sunday?
No, Mother's Day is in months. It's like the half month, May.
Oh, it's in May, is it?
It's in May.
You've got time to buy some flowers and make a card.
That's right.
Lucretia, it's been lovely to talk to you. Maybe in about 6 months' time, we'll give you a call again.
Yeah, okay.
All right. God bless. And what do you say in Italy when you say goodbye?
Arrivederci.
Arrivederci. And earlier on, you said ciao, ciao, ciao. I like that.
Ciao,
Lucretia.
Ciao.
Bye. Wasn't that lovely? If you would like to contact us, you can do that via the email and give us your phone number. And wherever you are in the world or wherever you are in the UK, we'd love to talk to you and find out about your part of the world. The address, Lynn, at lynnparsons.net. As I said, we've got so many emails this week, and it's always lovely to get through as many as we can. The Argyle Pimps, who we played on the show a few weeks ago, were just so funny, and we couldn't really pick up on all the words, and we've had an email from them with a photograph, and they're wearing Argyle jumpers as well, and they've given us all the words from that song, and I thought, you know, it's so funny, we really ought to play it again. So we will in a couple of weeks' time, and we'll go through those words. And I thank Jamie Lee Nelson of the Argyle Pimps for his email. We asked you also whether you'd heard our Red Light show, because we were thinking about alternating between this show and the Red Light show. And Barbara Stewart, who is actually listening on her iPod on Florida's Space Coast, get you! Well, there you go. very nice to hear from you, Barbara. I'm glad you like the Red Light Zone. Yes, there will be more. Apparently, we play. Yes, of course, we play the Lascivious Biddies. And in fact, we will in the not too distant future again. They're great fun. And you subscribe to their podcast too now as well. Well, I'm glad you enjoy it, Barbara. And one here from Mark Ockermore. Oh, you asked me when. Yeah, am I going to be working back at Radio 2? Am I going to be working back at the BBC soon? I'm not sure they can afford me, but seriously, I would love to at some point, but other things are kind of pending at the moment, so they're on the boil, so to speak. As I said, it's Mother's Day this Sunday in the UK, and Lucretia said in Italy it's in May. Before the end of the show, you might like to know that we're going to go through the whole of Europe and tell you when it's Mother's Day, just, you know, just in case you were interested.
You have one message.
Hello, Lynn, my lovely. Tom Baker here again. Listen, I don't want to make a nuisance of myself, but I have just written a Mother's Day rap which I'm rather proud of, and I thought you might want to use it. This is a rap, not any old rap, but a Mother's Day rap, so listen up. Beep bop, beep bop, beep bop, get down. Don't forget your mum on Mother's Day, a big bunch of flowers and a box of milk tray. Think of all the nappies she changed for you, and how she nursed you through chicken pox and flu. Beep bop, beep bop, beep bop, get down. This rap is for mothers everywhere, so brush your teeth and comb your hair. Make sure you look your best on Mother's Day. Three cheers for all mothers, hey hey hey. Beep bop, beep bop, beep bop, get down. Beep bop, beep bop, beep bop, get down. I hope you enjoyed that, Lynn. I'm off out clubbing to the early hours with my boys in the hood. Keep it real, baby. Toodle pip. Kisses on the bottom.
What? Tom, you've really outdone yourself. I had no idea Tom Baker would do any rapping. There's not much rapping that goes on down here in the chalet. Apart from at Christmas time, I do tend to pop down here with my secret gifts and do some rapping. Anyway, tonight we're going to be talking to Tiffany Bubbles a little bit later. Oh, come in, come in, come in. It's cold out there. Oh, Delphine. Are you on your own?
Oh, wee, wee.
Oh, dear. Is that good news or bad news? Is he back? Have you had a row? Or?
Bonjour. Oh, I put these funny headphone things on.
Oh, you do. You look so sweet in those.
Oh, yes, like Mickey Mouse ears.
Come on then, Delphine. Where's Henri?
Oh, well, he's back. But he's just feeling a bit under the weather.
Oh, dear. Mm. Is he?
Well, he's always under the weather like everybody else, but you know.
Does he have a temperature?
Oh, in certain places.
Perhaps we shouldn't go into that. Now, is Edith going to see you for Mother's Day? Are you over there at the weekend, or...?
Oh, well, the thing is, you see, that it's different in France.
Oh, is it not Mother's Day on Sunday?
No, I have been looking it up, actually.
Oh, so you've got all the dates, haven't you?
Oh, I have. I won't read them all out, because we'll be here till... Christmas, which is the same everywhere, of course.
Do fire away.
But, oh yes, France. France is Sunday 28th of May.
Oh, you've got ages yet.
Oh,
then,
I have.
So
I have.
Edith won't be after you this weekend?
Oh, no.
But what about... we never talk about Henri's mum or dad, do we?
Oh, Henri. Oh, no, we don't talk about Henri.
Are they not around?
No,
or?
They're okay, but, you know, not since the operation. We don't talk.
Oh. You have one message.
Falling in love again. What am I to do? What am I to do? I can't help it. Oh, he did the deco then? Hello. This is the Delores. I am the mother of Henri. Please pass my message on. Henri, darling, when you are going to visit your mama, I miss you. And you'll spend Christmas with that dreadful Edith. Please come see me with Delphine if you must. This weekend, it is Mother's Day, is it not? Call soon. Ciao, darling. Love from your mama, Delores.
Oh. I wasn't expecting that.
No.
So that's Dolores, is it?
Oui, it is.
She sounds like Henri, doesn't she? Is that what you meant when you said about the operation? Oh, no. Right. Are you upset about how she feels about Edith? I mean, do you know about this? Do you know how
she... Oh, well, Lynn, I think she has some very strong ideas for someone with such a deep voice.
Well, I think we might play a piece of music here to get us out of this. I think the less said about that, the better, don't you? Oh, this is fantastic. No musical instruments. It's Navi Red from South Africa. And this track, Two Beds and a Coffee Machine. All done with the mouth, this. Or mouths, I should say.
And she takes another step, and slowly she opens the door. Jack, that he is sleeping, pick up all the broken glass and furniture on the floor. Been up half the night screaming, now it's time to get away. Pack up the kids in the car. Another bruise to try and hide, another alibi to write. Another ditch in the road, you keep moving. Another stop sign, you keep moving on. And the years go by so fast, wondering how I ever made it through. There are children to think of, babies asleep in the backseat. And another cheap hotel, two beds and a coffee machine. But there are groceries to buy, and she knows she'll have to go home. Another ditch in the road, you keep moving. Another stop sign, you keep moving on. Stop sign, you keep moving on. Stop sign.
Two Beds and a Coffee Machine. That's Navi Red, brand new to the Podsafe Music Network, and it's hot off the press. In fact, it was put on there with one other track on the 20th of March. So we're really kind of hot on the heels of that one.
Yes, live and direct from Hollywood, Birmingham, it's Tiffany Bubbles.
Oh, evening, Tiffany. How are you?
Hello, Lynn. It's Tiffany Bubbles with all that's hot and all that's not in showbiz, showbiz, showbiz.
Ooh. Now, where are we going to start this week? You go.
Well, we'll start by wishing that Isaac Hayes makes a speedy recovery after suffering a mini stroke.
Oh.
Now, in case you're thinking, who's Isaac Hayes?
Well,
I know you're not, but he's best known for singing the theme from Shaft and playing the chef in South Park. So there you go.
That's right.
Let's wish him well.
Oh, we will wish him well. speaking of people that aren't so lucky and they're not with us anymore, I understand there's someone trying to contact John Lennon on the other side. Is that right?
Yes, you're right. This is a bit of a strange one. There is a John Lennon TV seance going on. It's been planned for April the 24th on American TV. And it's one of those pay-per-view jobby things. They're asking for $9 for you to watch John contact us from the other side.
Ooh.
Now, surprisingly, Yoko Ono is appalled and has refused to comment.
Well, I don't know. I'd comment if I was married to him either.
Now, the same TV show, here's a bit of gossip for you.
I'm here, two knocks for I'm not?
Who's there? Who is it?
Imagine! Sorry, go on.
The same TV show tried to contact Diana, Princess of Wales. That might be her, you never know. But strangely, she didn't make contact during the show, but it didn't stop 500,000 viewers paying nearly $15 to watch it to see if she did make an appearance.
Oh, heavens!
I know, and speaking of making money out of dead people, there's a Marilyn Monroe website that's making a fortune from selling fake memorabilia.
Really?
Now, here's an example of what they're trying to sell. A pair of Marilyn Monroe shoes in size 7, although Marilyn didn't wear size 7. Apparently, they're saying that she sometimes wore a bigger size when her feet swelled. I don't think so.
Now, last time we spoke, there's always something about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie in the press, isn't there?
Well, there is. Well, let me just tell you that Oprah Winfrey has come out in support of Team Aniston. Oh, yes. She's saying she's never going to have Brad and Angelina, or Brangelina, as us in the know call them, on the show. So, Oprah definitely on Team Aniston.
Oh, and tell me, is there any Mother's Day's news?
Well, funny you should say that. Sharon Osbourne has been named Celebrity Mum of the Year.
Oh.
She beat Kate Moss, Posh Spice, and the Duchess of Cornwall. Because, of course, she's mum to Kelly, Amy, Jack, and all my little pooches.
We like that. Well, what will you be doing on Mother's Day? I know you've got some pooches, haven't you?
I have got some pooches. I think I shall be looking after my mum on Mother's Day.
Will you?
Yes, I think so.
Do you think your pooches will buy you anything?
Well, I've left them a long list.
I hope you get everything that you're looking for.
Well, thank you, but don't forget, that's all that's hot and that's not in showbiz, 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 with Tiffany Bubbles. See you soon.
Bye, Tiffany. Don't you love her?
Oh, baby, I knew our love was fading. Yeah, I thought it might be worth saving, but I know it takes two to keep love from fading away. And it takes two to make love wanna stay. Well, there she stood as she walked away. I knew there wasn't much I could say. I stood and watched. I watched love down there on the killing floor. Oh, yeah. I once hoped your southern moon. Yeah, yeah.
And Kennedy, what a way to go. Some blues on the Podsafe Music Network. There is some good blues stuff, I'm telling you. I caught just a great one this week, and I thought, shall I share it with you this week? Maybe the week after next. Maybe. I'm thinking about this. It's called $50 Wig. Okay. And one of the lines in it is, I want to know where you're staying at night, because your bottom teeth are in and your wig don't fit you right. And it's just hilarious. We will do that at some point. I would love to hear from you, actually, on the email, lynn@lynnparsons.net, particularly. Now, next week, the Wednesday is the 29th. I understand we've got a new moon and an eclipse. Now, it's a total eclipse of the sun, which can only be seen in Turkey. So if you're there, gobbling up some sunshine. Now, that's what we say about turkeys, you know that. I quite like to know what that eclipse means. I mean, I know a little bit about astrology, but not a huge amount. If you know what significance that's going to have on all of us, would love to hear from you at lynn@lynnparsons.net. The website, should you wish to check it out, lynnparsons.net. And I'd just like to thank Lucretia, all the way from Padova, near Venice in Italy. Don't forget, same email address with your phone number if you'd like us to call you in your part of the world. We will check the time difference. We won't call you in the middle of the night, promise. Also Delphine, who sounding a little bit I think that maybe they need some counselling, those two, but I'm not the one to give it. And of course, Tiffany Bubbles, please join us next week for more of the same. Of course, all of the music, or most of the music played on the show, is from the Podsafe Music Network, which you might like to check out at music.podshow.com. If you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends, and if you didn't, shh, keep it to yourself.
All non-music material, copyright Lynn Parsons, 2006.